Today's daf is daf Zayin, and let's just continue from where we left off. We're talking about the question regarding whether the requirement of checking, so-called immediately, is a proper bedikah or surface level, as we said. Okay, that was the thing, and we said that if it's impossible to say it has to be immediate and it be a bedikah, because to do a proper bedikah, meaning checking internally, that can't be it. It's a contradiction in terms. That was one explanation. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Bun." Im amarta ashahet tzricha kde bidicha kde atyom, velo kpegida hi melemet leet, but in him apegida hi melemet leet leet. Now this, to understand this, there's lots of ways to explain it, but I explain it like the Rib Baz. I think the Pnei Moshe is in a similar direction. He says that we say that the bidicha, so that the nashim that check before, like after tashmish, the machloket is before and after which one it is, it's memaet mepegida bekida et leet. It's like, we said it's a kippah, it's like a pekid, like a checking, such that if she sees dam, she only has to be concerned of tarot up until that post-tashmish check, and not all the way 24 hours. It's equivalent, if you like, to a proper checking. Now, the thing is, what the Gemara is saying now, according to the Rid Baz, if you're saying that what is required is mamash, a proper checking, what do you mean it's like a checking? In itself, you've done a proper check, there's no chiddush. Meaning, we say a proper checking is mamaet. So if you're saying after tashmish, oh, it's like a pick checking, no. If you're saying it requires absolute proper checking, then there's no chiddush whatsoever. Of course it is. The chiddush must mean that this cursory outside, check is considered like a pekida. So what we're requiring after tashmish is this outside, what was the lashon? The lashon was not a kinuach. Sorry, just get a lashon right. All that it is all that's necessary is, if you like, is a kinuach, and the chiddush is that that kinuach is enough to memaet, is enough to say, that we don't have to go me'et la'et all the way, we can up to that point. That must be what it means. So that's another, if you like, proof. Here, but Taninan, ha'pikida and what's interesting here, this the Pnei Moshe adds. Therefore, you see, I'm just to say the very end of it. It says elavadei Alma de Mishum Hachi who did Kina, the law me time a shemat in tats may are the Yulam Kedavola de Lidechi of Korban. Hilkach Nami Einatricha Patiom. So this is fascinating. In other words, I think what he's saying here is the fact that it's not considered a pick, like or that the checking is not a proper checking, must mean that the necessity or the, if you like, the din of a woman checking after Tashmish is not to verify that she wasn't a nidder at the time of Tashmish. That's not what the purpose is, because if it was, then the requirement would be to do a proper bedikah. That's the only way you can confirm it, and proper internal check. The fact that it seems to be from the conclusion of the Gemara that it's just, if you like, a kinuach, as we said, is that an expression? Yeah, a kinuach, a sort of a wiping. Mashmet, that the reason is not to confirm she wasn't a nidder at the time of Tashmish post facto, but rather it's just for this ma'et to reduce the time that would go backwards, making a tmei if she saw properly later on. Okay, that was considered a equivalent to a checking, enough that we're not choshesh to go, past that point historically to say she was tmei, which is again another chiddush there. Okay, I think the Pnei Moshe is saying the piece. Okay, fine. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Mashal l'shamash v'eid shehayu omdim yatzah shamash v'nichnas. So the mashal again is saying as follows. In other words, at the time of the ever comes out, ever hameshamesh nichnas ha'ed, the aid bedikah, the sadin, the thing with the cloth that we're checking with, immediately. And it says the only way to do that, to have that immediately, one and the other, is through a kinuach. Right? Another proof that it's kinuach, that's what's required, it's a wiping, not a proper bedikah. Again, that's another, the third, if you like, of the proof of we're saying that all this, that's what's being required there. Okay? Because if it's, it says, V'yata motze ela kinuach miyad achar tashmish v'lo ba'achnasa bifnim, not going all the way through, shim ken lo amad achare ashkofu. The mashal is the word. The mashal is, it's like, one comes out, it goes straight like that, not actually going bedikah, like going inside. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Now it says Patur Min HaKorban. We say, if you remember, there was a slight delay. This part, it says Patur Min HaKorban. We says, careful with Patur Min HaKorban. We said this in the Mishnah, meaning the check wasn't immediately. It was a bit of a delay after the husband and she sees dam. The husband's Patur Min HaKorban. They're both Patur Min HaKorban. And it says it's not really part of my korban, it really, because it's a suffix if there's a slight delay, if you recall, and therefore you'd have to bring in a sham talui. It's part of my korban chatat, but a sham talui is brought in the case of a suffix where the one is chayv to bring a korban chatat. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara is going to address this point that we've kind of addressed through the Mefarshim till now, in terms of what's the timing for not requirement of, if you remember last time, because that we just addressed now what was actually the minhag to do, but rather in terms of timing, the implications of chayv korban or safek korban or no chayv korban at all, in terms of shiso dam and the korban in terms of having a relationship with the nida. So Gemara says, ezu lachar zman, what is considered after? That's kadesh tered min amita. That's time she takes to get off the bed. The tadiach et panea, literally means to wipe her face, but referring to using lashon naki, to clean, like wipe down below. So v'acharkach, and after that, metameh et le'et v'inu metameh et bo'ala. It's metameh et le'et retroactively, but doesn't metameh bo'ala. Okay, because assuming, because metameh et, like we have a nida, but it doesn't metameh bo'ala in that case, situation. Because when we metameh et, that doesn't affect the bo'ala. That relates to machlok we're going to see soon. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, metame et boala. No, it's metame et boala. Okay? Now, after. What's this? Why is that? So I'll show you here. Because Rabbi Akiva says the kesavar, kol toch metal et metame et boala tumat shiva misafek. Because he says if she sees dam, specifically dam, then it's not as a metame metal et, it's also metame boala. Meaning if she had a relationship the last 24 hours, the man she had, the husband she had a relationship with, it also be tamir. So that was like a machloket there. But that's specifically just to be careful to hear if she sees dam. You'll see in later we're going to compare this with a keter. That's something else. That's a little bit of a tricky point. It's so good, which we'll get to in a moment. It says Amorim Chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim agree that bore ketem, she's a ketem. She metameh boala. It's metameh boala. Now the question is, what does that mean, metameh boala? Is it retroactively or going forward? That we'll discuss when we get to the Gemara in a moment. Okay, because who is a Chachamim in this case? But let's the Pnei Moshe already gives a perush on this, but it's kind of really addressed in the Gemara, so I'm going to wait to get to that. Gemara says, "Ezu lachar zman." What's achar zman? So I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Ein ze achar zman. Now, which the Mishnah says the time it takes a woman to get off the bed and wipe herself, that is not achar zman. That's achar zman. That's already the too far in the future time. No, sorry, like too far, too much of a gap. What's achar zman? What's already a delay that creates that's that in between state without the bringing Hashem Talui? That suffix state, that is Kadeshi. That's enough time she took a, she's able to grab the aid, not get off the bed, but while she's still in bed, from under a pillow and the, and wipe them. Avar, if it's Acharachar, except for Shida Rabbi Akiva, then the husband's Torah completely. Okay, so that's the, if you like, the three stages. So Gemara says, "Rabbi Elazar b'Shem Rabbi Divrei Chachamim Shem b'Shita Rabbi Meir." So here we need to address this with caution. What we're saying here is that when it says it at the Sefer, "Umodim Chachamim Rabbi Akiva Borei Ketim Shemetamet Bo'ala," that the Chachamim Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to a Ketim, it's Metame Bo'ala, then that's Shita Rabbi Meir. The assumption is this is referring to retroactively, meaning Umetame Bo'ala in the case of having a Ketim going backwards. I mean, the husband who had a relationship after they saw the ketim would be tameh. Because again, let's just go carefully, step through cautiously. Rabbi Akiva says if she sees dam, it doesn't matter whether she checked. Like it's irrespective of the timing of checking after tashmish. If she sees dam and the husband was with her in the last 24 hours, she's tameh. Right? That's what he says. That's mafreya. Here we're saying that mo de chachamim le Rabbi Akiva in a ketim she's a metameh po'ala. So that must be, we're saying that Shita Rabbi Meir that says with a ketim, it's also matame bo'ala retroactively. Okay? That's what we're saying. I'll show you here. We'll work through this with the Pnei Moshe. That Rab Chachamim is actually Shita Rabbi Meir. Okay, fine. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is Chachamim Mamash. Now, Chachamim Mamash means. Is love Hainu Rabbi Meir, the Sphere Lu, Ella Chachamim Mamash, the Paligale Rabbi, it's Cholik on Rabbi Meir, the Sphere Le Ketim, Ematamet Boala, that a Ketim doesn't metoma Moa, Ella Mikarale Abba, meaning going forwards from that point onwards, if she has a Ketim as a relationship, even though the Ketim is not a proof that she's Mamash Anid, it's just a stain, it's not a proper Ri'iyah. Chachamim, what it's saying now is, you have to read the Mishnah differently, that Modim Chachamim Le Rabbi Kibo Roe Ketim, She metameh bo'alah, not backwards, but forwards, from that point onwards. So there's two ways to understand the reading of the Mishnah. Is it saying that Mechachemim agree with Rabbi Akiva, she's metameh retroactive, going backwards behind prior to the Ketan? And then you have to say that's Rabbi Meir. Or do you say, no, this is Shita Chachamim, that's actually saying, no, it's when it's mod, it means the Ketim itself makes it, even though it's really a suffix, it's really Tameh Mid Rabbanan, really, because it's not a proper Iyah, it means it's Tameh, if she then has a relationship with her husband, then he will be Tameh. That's what it means. That's what's Modeh Chachamim. So it could be Chachamim, Ah Chachamim Amash, when it says Chachamim, it doesn't mean Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Baichadun, how do we draw proof? So Chavrai says, B'Sher Mirab Yochanan, Nilav Hadad Rabbanan Mid Rabbi Kiva. In other words, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Chachamim, whoever they are, agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Now, what is Shidat Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Ktamim? It says, Kamad Rabbi Akiva Omer Matame Bola Ve'enu Makakela Miliminyana. The Pei Moshe goes into a lot of detail here to explain it. What that means is that's only when she's Dam, she's Matame Ba'ala Lamafreya, when it's Makalkel Minyana. But if it's not, then it's not. If I catch him, it's not metameh ba'ala. So therefore, kenami rabana metameh ba'ala enu makakal minyan can't be talking about a riyad dam specifically, but is referring to a ketem going forward. Because we're talking about a case of a ketem. Because if you say that it's drastically even referring retroactively, that's not the modeh chachamim anymore. Modeh chachamim to Rebbe Meir means they are on equal footing. They completely agree in that situation. And Rebbe Kiva himself in that situation, if it's a ketem, not dam. If it's a ketem, it's not matama bo'la l'mafreya. It's only going forward. So too, chachamim must be mamash shita chachamim. That's a very simple way of explaining the sugya. If you want to look at inside, he says nilaf, because this is the middle of Drum Machti, Dari Bekiva gufalo sfir lehachi beketem. Only bro adam. So I'll show you the next dimarat. Kama Dari Bekiva omer matamat bo'la v'enu b'kakal minyana. If someone sees a ketem, it's going backwards, and then it also messes up her, like she doesn't know what day of Nidah she's on. That's Shita Rabbi Meir. Rabbi says he only mentions it by Sefer Borei Adam. Diktani hatam mitamel lamafreya. Only thereby, if she sees damit manafreya, says ve'inu mekalaminyana, meaning ve'inu matamait bo'la lamafreya. And Rabbi Kiva says matameh bo'la lamafreya. Mashma ella de Rabbi Kiva gufilo amar ella ve'inu mekalkelet laminyana, which is the case, when's not mekalkelet laminyana, when she's the proper ri'iyah, that's like the code word to understand the sugya, which means bero'eh dam. So I'll just summarize it again, because I just want to show you a bit like with a bit more detail, but it's quite clear then, if Morin Chachan Rabbi Kiva, in a ketem, and Rabbi Akiva's shita is by ketem, it's not matame le mafreya, going backwards medle bo'ala. It's only by dam that situation. So if it's modeh beketem, Chachamim must be agreeing with him that it's matame how only going forward mikana lehava. Okay, that was a tricky part of the sukkah. Let's continue. Now halacha dalet kol anashim becheskatara lebalim. All women are considered becheskatara for their husbands. Okay. Now that's going to be important. He doesn't have to ask her, are you tohora? Okay? If she's left with a cheskatara. For example, someone comes who's traveling comes home. The wives assume to be tohora. He doesn't have to ask her. Meaning, if they happen to have multiple times relationships during the night, Meitchama says they both need to have their ed, checking on every single relationship, they do a separate ed, and they put it aside. And they check in the morning. Or they use the same one and they'll be able to see that it's clean, they can reuse it. Okay, interesting. But Hillel says, Dayash de Edim kolalaila. No, that those two Edim, that the Edim that they have can be used, importantly, Pnei Moshe says, for every single Tashmish during the night. Okay. Let's understand the Gemara. So Gemara says, Abba Yirmiya Kahana says Bashem Shmuel. Kol Isha She'en La Veset. Asur La Beita Achitib Dok. Now, this is interesting. This is the name of Shmuel. That if she doesn't have a Veset, meaning the Veset cover, what it sounds like, then she's asur la beita, she's asur to her husband unless she checks. Okay, achetiv dok. Vatanina, what are you talking about? We just said kolanashi becheskatara lebalem. We just said the mishnah she becheskatara, she doesn't even check at all, assumed to be Torah. What is checking and not checking? Like, does she need to check or not? Doesn't make a sense. So pata la babai menaderech. So the first way of understanding is that when Shmuel says if to bedika, that's when the husband's coming home by menaderech. It's different, meaning which is home, but When it comes home, that should need some sort of bedikah. Gemara says, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. We said in our Mishnah, even when he comes home, he's been traveling, comes home, she's also becheskat hara. So when is this situation with the where Shmuel says you need some sort of bedikah? So Amarav Bur Bar Chiya, Tifta Sheba Umatza Ira. He came, in other words, if he comes home Bamin Aderech and finds her awake, then she's awake. It's not such a tircha, Penny Moshe says, and then she should do the bedikah. However, if he finds her asleep, you have to be careful with this when the way we explain it. Then it's too much of a tircha. Now, it doesn't mean he has relations with her with while she's asleep because you're not allowed to do that. Meaning, if she was asleep but she's waking up, which is a bit, it's too much of a tircha for her to do the checking, so they don't require checking. That's one. That's the next way of explaining it. Okay. So Gemara says, Amar Abba Tiftar. No. I'll give you a different explanation. She nicha bechezkat tara. The difference is, do you leave a cheskat hara or not? Now, the way the Pnei Moshe explains this, it says, Hada Shmuel, what Shmuel's referring to when he left her when she was a nida. She wasn't cheskat hara. Therefore, but however, im hayala veset, if she had a vesakavu, it wouldn't be a problem, because all you'd do is simply calculate mathematically when she'd be Torah and not Torah. So dafka, when she doesn't have veset and left her home without being in a state of nida, she didn't have a cheskat hara, that's when you need a bedikah when he comes home. However, in the other situation with the that's why you need that. The other situation with like when it's saying kol is nashim becheskat tara, if she is becheskat tara, okay, meaning if she's Torah, last thing you know, you don't even get her to ask and check the entire time. Okay, that's what it sounds like. Okay, however, what's very interesting is that's what it explained it that experts to Zechor Shmuel, and he quotes that Perush that what it means is that. If she left Becheskat Hara and he gets back before the Oina, then she's a Becheskat Hara. If he gets back after the time she was expected to have a period, then she needed a Bedikah. That's the way he explains it there. That's Becheskat Hara, not Becheskat Hara. Okay? But again, we'll continue explaining with the Penosha. Now the Gemara says, Kama Ona no Dinla. How much is this Ona? Now, according to the Articles Perush, it fits quite nicely because the Ona is saying is, well, how much time will I have to have been away that has to be like, it breaks a Becheskat Hara? Okay? However, the Pnei Moshe doesn't explain it that way. He says, "Be'isha sheyesh la veset v'dekamarta." We're talking about Isha that has a veset. Kama mechashev yamei vesta, v'kama ye onat veset shenot nimla. You know, which is fine, kind of a little bit difficult because usually a veset kavua doesn't have to be what's called an oina beinonid. It could be a flaga, it could be a break, it could be a chodesh, it could be the time that like a particular date. But in any event, it seems to be what is this vest that we're giving her that you can make assumptions based on if she has a sort of vest kavua? That's Pnei Moshe, so I understand why they ask Rosh Hashanah differently. But anyway, he says, not nena otah beinonit. What's a beinonit? Beinonit, we've seen the concept of ona beinonit, the average ona, which is 30 days. Amrav Yochanan, shoneh ani afilu achar, even if he's gone away for 3 years and he comes back, he can also have the cheskat hara. Meaning, it's fine. Provided this is a woman when he left has a vesa kavua, and then he can just do the calculator and do the mathematics, and he can know when he gets back whether it's a time of tara or not. In other words, it can be predictable that way. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Amri, that's only provided that when he gets back, according to his calculations, it's at least 7 days after when a period was expected, so she has time to become tara. Obviously, correct. Now, so v'chash lomar, but Megamara says, but 1 second, maybe she didn't go to mikveh. How do you know she went to mikveh? Chash lomar shem lo tabla. So Amar Reb Chinina, from here you see zot omeret she'asor le'isher shel betumata. That we find that a woman that is a nida, that even if her husband's away and it's not needed for relations, nonetheless she should still go to mikveh. Asur le'isha, and she should still go tefillah bezmana, so she shouldn't stay in a state of like also tumah, the tumah aspect of it. So Shmuel bar Abba by afilu devar birushyalda. What if you know she gave birth? Okay, meaning even that's in other words, like he went away for a number of years in the period in the time he went away, she gave birth. So Amar Rav Yossi kachan omrim afilu nitmeit, even if she became tmeah, meaning no ela kevan she yalda betlach eskata apacha kevan she nitmeah betlach eskata. Now here it's interesting because Pnei Moshe says this is still explaining Shitat Rabbi Yochanan, meaning if we break the chazaka, so she had a child, or if we break the chazaka that she's tmeya, he left when she was tmeya, which is a bit difficult to understand, then she doesn't have the chazaka anymore. So it might be a little bit easier. So again, Askrol explains here the Yesh Mefarshim that is actually coming to cholek on Rabbi Yochanan, meaning it only works this assumption, which is kind of fits into the Zera Shmuel that we saw before. It only works this Cheska Ta'ara, meaning the assumption you can come over to she's Torah if she has a Cheska Ta'ara. But if as soon as she's assumed to have been a Nida, the Chazakah is broken. So you can't, there's nothing to rely on anymore to assume she's Torah. Okay, so therefore she needed Bedikah, she needed check, not check, he needed to ask her, are you Torah? You can't just rely on the Chazakah because there's no longer a Chazakah. Hypologically, she would have become a Nida, right? So that is, what I say, okay, just a lot, you can sort of see there are a lot of different ways to cut this a bit, but I wouldn't confuse you by bringing too much. Let's continue. Beit Shammai Omrim. So Gemara says, one second. What do you mean Teshemesh l'Oraner? If someone is having relations spot lit in the light, is considered varbaguna, is considered as a disgusting thing. It's not a good thing. So what do you mean on Teshemesh l'Oraner? He says, no, it doesn't mean Teshemesh l'Oraner. It means Teshemesh v'tivdok l'Oraner. What Beit Shammai is saying, that you can reuse the same aid for all Tashmish in the night. If it's l'Oraner, it doesn't mean that Tashmish is l'Oraner, that it was checked l'Oraner, that it was clean, and then you could reuse for the future Tashmish during, if it was multiple times during the night. That's what it means l'Oraner, but not that the Tashmish was l'Oraner. Okay, Rabbi Zera, Chia bar Ashi b'shem Rav. Shimsha be'ed, and importantly here, the perish is, and it was lost. So she checked, and it was lost. Sorry, start again. Again, they're going through the night, and they had Tashmish, and they did a Bedikah, but then they lost the Bedikah cloth. Okay? We say, Asur la beita, she's Asur. Mara says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Zera, b'shasha ochiach chayam uteret, u'b'shasha eino chakam lo kosh. Again, he says, I don't understand. According to both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, that Bedikah cloth, you're not checking in the middle of the night. You're only going to check in the morning. Correct? And then still allows you to do multiple tashmish based on it. So, but now you're, so in its, if it's still present, you're still allowed to do it. So if it's, I mean, the hochachas kayemet, meaning the proof is there that, you know, there could be dam on it to say that tamea, that it's just tamea. Nonetheless, you can still, you know, continue. You're not checking it till the morning. So kal v'chomer, kol sheken, if it's the hochacha, the proof that would say tamea is gone, kal v'chomer should be muteret. So Gemara says, no, you got the kal v'chomer wrong. It says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, tamarat yochol la'amida alav. No, the capacity, not having the capacity of levarer is worse than having the capacity of levarer. To clarify, he says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, tamarat yochol la'amod alav. Param hacha, he says, but here, if once it's lost, it makes it even worse. Okay, the pepe, which says, at yochol la'amod ala'el l'machar. Here, kach, you can rely on it. She wouldn't be, should be Asur until she does it, obviously, a proper Bedikah. Again, because this is, remember, these extra Bedikahs are the Chumra Bedikahs. Okay, called Tashmish and Tashmish. Okay, so she'd have to do a proper Bedikah if that sort of, if you like, this Achar Tashmish, the sort of wipes were lost. Okay, yes, no.
Could you say again, what's the tachlis of doing a of doing the bedika, maybe it's not called bedika, in the night if it's not checked till the morning?
Yeah, as I said, it's interesting because this is what we, I think, touched on the beginning of the shiur. Because in the beginning of the shiur, what was coming out is we don't, it seems to be this wipe, it's just a kinuach, it's not even a proper bedika.
Kinuach, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, that's what it seems to be. And so, therefore, it's not levarer, it's not to check if she's a mashtmeah.
Yeah.
Okay? It seemed to be the way Pnei Moshe was saying, if I'm not misunderstanding it, that it was just another type of bedikah we do along the way, that if she's tamea, lemafreya, it only goes up to that point. It's
It only
related
goes
to the
up,
way we started the Masechta. Sorry. Oh, this is.
but you're not looking at it till the book till the morning.
Yeah, but then you will know, but okay, so, but according
But
to.
there's a bedikah that, oh, you mean, so this
Okay,
would
so
be.
okay, I understand what you're saying. According to Beit Shammai, it makes a lot of sense because you know that's number one, that's number two, that's number three, and that's number four. All right, so it will be practical for that purpose, right? Because you know, oh, this is Bedikah 1, I can take the clock back to one or two or three or four. You're asking, according to Beit Hillel, if you're reusing the same one, what's the benefit anyway of doing it? I'm not sure. I agree with you. I'm not sure. Maybe it was just saying, the Matak and Achal called Tashmu Tashmish Bedikah, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Okay, next mission is halacha. So the biology of a woman is they describe her internal parts with a mashal. And we'll continue with the mashal for simplicity. The cheder, which is like the uterus, where the uterine bleeding is, that's what makes her a nida. That's the cheder, that's the inner part. The prosdol is the outer chamber, as it's exiting. The aliyah, there seems to be sort of a cavity above that as well, called the aliyah, above it. Dam ha-cheder, dam in the that location in the uterus, in the cheder, in the internal part, that is tmea, that is dam nida. Nimtza beprozdor, if it's in the outer chamber, it's a safek, because you don't know the origin that blood came from. So it's not necessarily tmea. I mean, he could have come from the aliyah. Sveiko tameh, nimtza, it's sveiko, but we say sveiko tameh when machmir shecheskato min ha-akor, because the assumption is that it came from the makor. Okay, we've got a chazaka, that's where it came from. There's no other cuts or any reason where blood should normally be coming from anywhere else. Okay, so it's the okay.
And
So
the kinoch is of the prosdor?
no, on the outside. Bedikah goes
Outside, even of
inside.
that. Even of
Sorry?
that.
Yeah, the proper bedikah is the one has to do. Is inserted inside. It checks inside. It's not a kinoach. This kinoach is an interesting one we've been discussing just now. Achar Tashmish. It's like a different thing, like a different. It's not a proper bedikah. That's I think it came clear from the beginning of the shiur. It's a different thing altogether. Okay, but now we're back to simply that's why the inspection has to mamash be inside because already because if it's it doesn't it's not when it leaves the body just should become a nida. It's once it leaves the makor leaves the cheder. That's when she's already a nida. That's why the bedikah that they do to see if she's a nida or not is mamash, it like goes inside. Okay, so the Gemara now says, I'll just show you here, it's sveiko tameh. I just talked to the Moshe first. It says, im nimtza beprozdor min ha'lul v'lifnim. The lul is like this little opening between the aliyah and the makor. Then machshivin l'kavadai, then clears from the uterus. It hasn't come from that aliyah. But if it's from the outer part, it's a suffix, Shema min aliyah. We don't know, maybe it came from somewhere else. Even though cheskator, because v'damliyah is tahor, v'sveiko, Shema min acheder, hilkach, in katum avadai, l'chayv al abiyah. So in other words, she's tmea, but you can't l'chayv or a korban if she enters the base of Mikdash. If she touches truma, you don't burn the truma. It's a suffix. Elatumas b'suffix, he litlot. So that's what means sveiko tmea. That's nafkin in a suffix and vaday. Okay, fine. Let's learn Gemara. Mashal Mershiva, Kena manita dama cheder tameh, v'damaya tahor. The dam in the cheder is tameh. Damaya, that's not a makor, it's tahor. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shem Shmuel, hacheder lifnim min haprosdor, v'aliyah, notena, sorry, second. Hacheder lifnim min haprosdor, the cheder is internal part from the prosdor, v'aliyah, and the aliyah said is the area above it, al gabei hacheder, and ad chatzi prosdor, that reaches until halfway into the prosdor, u'bitcha shel aliyah patoch, and there's sort of some opening there for it to connect. Okay? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, she'ala Rav Chuna, matnita b'shin nitzah mipetach aliyah v'lifnim. It's a Mishnah saying that if it's from the prosdor, that it's a safek, if it's from this, from the like the lul, if you're laying closer to the cheder, says, amar lo, im b'nitzah mipetach aliyah v'lifnim, bevadayu. If it's past this lul, this opening from the aliyah to the prosdor, if it's further in, then it's clearly from the cheder. Then it's vaday tmeah. The whole safek tmeah, cheskat that is b'shinami petach aliyah v'luchut. So it's not the entire prosdor; it's the outer part of the prosdor, past this like lul that we refer to this like skylight between the cheder and the prosdor and the aliyah. Okay. So milav deravana pligi seems to be cholek. The Marav Yochanan Shloshah hen kesafek basuatan kevadai. There are three cases that we say that there are safek, that really are safek, but three mamash kevadai, mamash vadai, such that Amish is a safek. So what are the cases? Elo hem mapelet yad chatucha v'regel chatucha, or so if a woman's mapelet, she seems to miscarry like a hand or a foot, v'shilya, like a fetal sac. So those things. Is it mamash of vlad? Is it vash a da tamet? No, but it's safek. But the chachamim treated it is like the ein shiliyah below vlad. That's the expression that is assumed to be tamemet. Okay, the dam prosdor also dam prosdor. So the question is, ma anai kaimim im vishnim tzav mipetach aliyah v'lifnim kevadayu? Well, it must be Sorry. Ella kenan kam it must be shnimtzami petach ela balachutz. It must be talking about from the petach aliyah going outwards. And nonetheless, it's treated as vaday. So isn't this cholak on a Mishnah? Full stop. And that's the proof that it's cholak on a Mishnah. Said there. In other words, so there's a machloket for the outer part from the lul going outwards, whether it's treated as a safek or it's really treated as vaday. So Rav Abba bereid Rav Papai. Taninan kama sfeikot, that amehachi says, what? There's only three sfeikot the chachamim treat as vaday. There's plenty more. So Gemara says, no, amar le madamar Rabbi Yochanan beisha. Well, those sfeikot that we treat as vaday were only these ones that relate to a woman. So mapelet, shiliyah, all those cases, they're the ones that are sfeikot kavaday. But you're right, there are the many other sfeik chachamim that are sfeikot that are treated as mamash being vaday. Okay, we said we've got our next Mishnah. We'll take it from here next year. Kol tov. Okay.